make this your occupation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When you think of a field, do you think of it being fenced in?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What kind of fencing would you see around here?
Well, at one time you would see nothing but barbed wire. But now you'll see just anything. You'll see wooden fences up. But I don't know why people would go to that extreme. It seems like it would be very expensive. And you'll see just old wire fences, just like with squares or something like that, you know, about 4 by 6 squares in the wire or something like mm-hmm. that. I don't know. Mm-hmm. The barbed wire was probably the most economical.
Yeah. Yeah. If you meet with any kind of wooden fencing, usually see it around front yards or gardens painted white and the tops come to a point.
I don't know. I've heard talk of a split rail fence. I've seen split rail fences, but I haven't seen any around here.
It's like this big bag?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard of a picket fence?
Yeah. Picket fence. Is that what you were meaning?
Yeah.
Over the tops of the each piece of material being pointed like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You would call that a
fence? That's the picket fence, yeah.
What about around here, would you ever find any walls or fences made out of loose stone or rock?
Trying to think if I ever remember seeing a wall fence made out of stone or rock around here. I have seen it in other places, but I don't think I've seen it around here.
Would you have a name for something like that at all, if you had to refer to it?
Probably I would just say a stone wall. Stone. I mean, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. The things that you stretch the wire across when you're putting up a barbed wire fence, you call them?
Post or poles.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just one would be
a post or a pole.
Okay. I'm going to ask you some things about utensils. Talking about the material your best dishes are made of,
mm-hmm.
that would be?
I don't know much about that. Is it porcelain? I don't know.
That, or there's a big country by the same name.
China?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this,
I thought it was about synonymous. I didn't know about it.
Have you ever heard of people using some kind of egg made out of material like that to put in a hen's nest or pool in the lake?
I've heard of that once. Somebody, we were talking about, I don't know what it meant, the way I was thinking, but I think they said something like a nest egg to
mm-hmm.
start it off
mm-hmm.
with, you know.
Sure. Yeah.
And, because I haven't been around chickens that much since what year was it? They passed an ordinance here in town. This ordinance said, it's illegal for you to have any livestock or poultry within the city limits.
Right.
Yeah, so you can't have any. Before then, everybody was raising hogs and having hog
mm-hmm.
killings.
Yeah.
They had the chickens and
uh-huh.
everything.
Uh-huh. This phrase, just for pronunciation, talking about that egg, if it were made of plastic, you'd call it a plastic egg. If it's made of China, you would call it a
China egg.
What would you use to put water in, say, if you're going to the well to get some water?
Bucket.
Or if you're going to milk a cow.
Well, we'd say bucket, but we always read it's a pail, milk pail.
mm-hmm.
We'd say milk bucket too, though.
So pail would be the literary term?
Yeah, but just for common usage around here, you find bucket.
Is there any difference between a pail and a bucket?
No.
Okay. Do you have a name for a container that you might throw scraps in for the hogs?
It's a slop bucket.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now what about if you wanted to fry yourself a piece of ham, what would you fry it in?
Fry it in the skillet.
Mm-hmm. Any other name?